Hello, this is Pastor Vic's Nuggets of Truth from Hyde Park, New York. And I'm your host, Dr. Vic Torres, pastor, teacher, and author. I'm presenting a series on Christ, Christians, and Christianity from a biblical perspective. My focus will be on the love, forgiveness, and acceptance which is found in Jesus Christ, which then in turn enables us to live victoriously in this life. This is a Basic Christianity 202. This is post 59 entitled, The Spirit of the Devil. Before I continue with another and final spiritual influence that we as believers in Jesus Christ can experience, let me recap what we've said so far. God's Spirit, the Holy Spirit, I mentioned that first, God's Spirit is the most important influence that we must learn to discern and obey. God has a purpose and plan for your life, which is to advance the kingdom of God. And as we are obedient in that effort, God will bless you and lead you into the abundant life. That abundant life encompasses your health, your emotions, your relationships, and your destiny. Then we talked about the second area of influence, and I call that the human spirit. Since we are spiritual beings, our spirit is able to communicate with the spirit of other human beings. Relationships are based upon this kind of communication. Now, in terms of the human spirit, we need to see this on two levels. First, our own human spirit is, the fact is that when we were born again, our spirit was made alive, and our spirit was enabled to communicate with God's spirit. The influence of God's Holy Spirit is what produces change or transformation to become more and more like Jesus. Nevertheless, our own human spirit has spent a lifetime, that is before you knew Christ, looking out for your own interests. And this is how you can discern the human spirit. It tends to be all about you. Under the influence of the Holy Spirit, your spirit will begin to take on the character of the Holy Spirit, best seen as producing the following characteristics. That's love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And that, of course, is from Galatians 5, 22 and 23. Now, the second area to consider is the fact that your spirit can be influenced by the spirit of other people. And that influence can either be a positive influence or a negative influence. That's why it's so important to choose your friends and your associates wisely. Let's now begin to take a look at the third major influence in the spiritual realm. And that, of course, is the spirit of the devil. Now, I know there are many Christians who do not take the reality of Satan and demons seriously. They accept the spiritual nature of a benevolent God and yet deny the spiritual nature of a malevolent devil. Yet the basis of our belief of God is in the Bible, and the very same Bible speaks of an evil presence that wants to drive a wedge between you and your God. In the spirit of knowing your enemy, let's look at a number of titles that Satan or the devil has been given in Scripture. Now, these titles are very descriptive of his character and nature. And let me just say that the following is adapted from an article that you can find in the blueletterbible.org website. The first title is, of course, the title Satan. 52 times in Scripture, this being is designated as Satan. Now, it came to pass on that day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, that Satan also came among them. That's Job 1:6. The second most common term, of course, is the term devil. And this is one of the most popular names for this person or this personage. It only appears in the New Testament. In Matthew 4:1, it says, "Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil." Now, the word devil literally means slanderer. Satan is called this because he slanders both God and humanity. In the Garden of Eden, he slandered God's character. The third term that we see describing Satan is the word tempter. Satan is the one who tempts people to sin. He wants to bring out the worst in each of us. The tempter came and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread." You see, that was Matthew 4:3, when the tempter was speaking to Jesus. The fourth title is Ruler of Demons. This evil person is called the ruler of demons, and we see that in Matthew 9:34. But the Pharisees said, "By the ruler of the demons, he drives out demons." Fifth is a term you might be familiar with. It's Beelzebub. Satan is also known as Beelzebub, which means Lord of the Flies or Lord of the Dung. And in Matthew 12:24, it says that, "But when the Pharisees heard it, they said, 'It is only by Beelzebub, the ruler of the demons, that this fellow cast out demons.'" The sixth term that's used is the evil one. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what is sown in the heart. That is what was sown on the path. And that's the parable of the seeds, which we see in Matthew 13:19. Seven, he's also called the enemy. He's the enemy of humanity. In Matthew 13:39, let me quote that, it says, "And the enemy who sowed them is the devil, and the harvest is the end of this age, and the reapers are angels." A very important title that you need to be aware of is that he is the father of lies. He is the one who originated lies. In John 8:44, it says, "When he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own nature, for he is a liar and the father thereof." Of course, that was Jesus speaking. Ninth, he's called the murderer. And the fallen angel, and that's what Satan is, the devil is a fallen angel, he is a murderer. In John 8:44, it says that, "You are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father, it is your will to do." He was a murderer from the very beginning. Now let me just summarize. Satan, or the devil, is known by a number of names and titles. But what's interesting is that all of these names point to his evil character. The chief circumstance we find in this creature are his hostility, his cunning, power, and evil intent towards God and his people. Despite this shrewd foe, remember this. You are of God, little children, and you have overcome them, speaking of the evil forces, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. That's 1 John 4:4. You see, you never have to worry about the devil taking you over. That's impossible, because you are light. Christ lives in you. And the word's very clear that darkness cannot exist in the light. But we're all subject to temptation. We're all influenced by those wrong kind of voices. And as a Christian, our responsibility is to learn how to discern the voice of God through all of the noise that we hear in the world. And so that's why it's so important for us to be in His Word, to spend our time in prayer and listening for God, not just simply telling God about our needs, but listening to God that He might speak to you a word of comfort, a word of edification, a word that will encourage and build you up, because that's how our God is. Thanks for listening to Pastor Vic's Nuggets of Truth. And if you like our show and want to know more about us, please check out our website at PastorVicsNuggets.com. Also want to let you know that we also have a podcast, and you can find that as Pastor Vic's Nuggets, as a matter of fact, Pastor Vic's Nuggets of Truth. And whatever platform you're using, whether it's iPad or Apple or Google or any of the platforms, you can find us. So please search for us and begin to listen to us on your device. Any case, have a blessed day. Have a blessed week. Look forward to seeing you the next time. God bless you again.